Thank you, Mark. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I'd like to share a short history why I'm here in front of you. Last October, I preached the gospel to the Manado Bible Chapel in Indonesia, Sunday and Wednesday, full month. And I just finished last Wednesday, and I thought, God, I finished my job. Because I thought I'm going to get the surgery in November. So I finished that, and then I got message from Listrel. Could you preach it on Sunday? What can I say? God, thank you. If you want to use me, I am here. And this is the message that God gave me, and listen to not my voice, but God's voice. Oh, Canada is a very wonderful country, isn't it? Are you guys agree that? Yeah, I agree. But one thing on the traffic road is totally different things I found it. Stop sign. Yeah. So when you see the stop sign at the cross, what do you need to do? Stop. Yeah? But at the beginning, I thought, okay, somebody can stop, I can go, and I go. Is that right? Illegal. Yeah? I can hurt someone. So when we see some sign, that has some meaning. Is that right? Yeah. So today, we're going to see the signs of the times. We are living in 21 centuries. Yeah? And God wants to tell something to us through all the signs happening in the world, not only in Canada. Have you been in Durham? My family living in a bush, middle of a bush. If we don't have internet and a telephone, and yes, we don't have a good signal of a telephone. We don't know anything. What's happening outside of Durham? Yeah? And Listrel too. Yeah. What a peaceful and beautiful. Yeah? But I ask you, help me. You know that my tumor attached to the vocal cord. So if I speak too much, then I have some issues. So every time when you see the Bible verses on the screen, we're going to read it all together. Yeah? So you're going to help me today. Okay, can you read together? 1, 2, 3. If you watch some news and YouTube, and you will see that this is exactly happen now, not in Canada, but outside of Canada, and getting severe. You see that nation will rise against the nation. And now we could see that the war is still going on, Ukraine versus Russia. And now something new one happened, Israel and the Palestine. But this time it's a little bit different. Have you seen that, the kind of a report that not only Israel and Palestine now fighting, but every country, there are two different groups. Even in South Korea, there are some groups that support the Palestine, and they say stop the war in the middle of South Korea. We didn't have any connection. But now, you know what? And Canada, I watched some news. Yeah. So this world now divided two groups. One group supported Palestine, and the other group supported Israel. And now, it's not only two countries' war. This is going to be getting serious. And maybe Canada, if we are living here in Listrel, you're going to feel that. But you will see how that affect to our daily life. Yeah? When the COVID started from China, did you think about that you're going to lock down here? Maybe not. But what about a couple years ago? Yeah, the Canada totally locked down, and the price of all the groceries and the living cost went up, yeah? And it's not gonna stop, yeah? So, great earthquake, yeah? I saw the land sliding with my eyes. It happened to my house in Indonesia. I saw that, oh, my front yard is sliding down. Yeah? It really happened. We scared. The Christian said, hey, everyone, go out. And my kids like to have some kind of the treasure things for them. And we said, no, leave them. Go out right now. And the famines. If you watch some news, there are lots of flooding. The recent was Liberia. Yeah. More than 1,000 people die. And now we are dying. Indonesia, the tragic things happen. The main capital city, Jakarta, is more than 10 million people living in one city. And they are using groundwater. So now, you know what happened? Now the main capital city in Indonesia is sinking. Yeah. So according to the scientific report, 2025, the capital city will sink totally. So now they are planned to move another island, their main capital city. What about the west side of America, US, California? Yeah. They used groundwater more than 100 years and now ran out of water. So their land is sank. And the scientists said, when you use groundwater, you can use it freely, but for filled groundwater, it will take 800 years. So I'm not going to tell all this, but I want to say one thing. God wants to say something to us through these signs. So today we're going to look at the three things that we can do in our daily life. The first, can you read this? Every time when I hear that some tragic things are happening in the world or something like this, I try to check it out my salvation. That is the first thing that we need to do. Yeah. When I preached the gospel in Indonesia, some guy came to me that, oh, wow, Andrew, you are certified, yeah, by God. Maybe you will go to heaven because you are missionaries. And I thought, why do you think that? Oh, because you serve the Lord. You left your home country. You're serving. And I said to him, no. What I'm doing not guarantee my salvation. My salvation is based on the Word of God. I got saved when I was 13 years old. But if I have something pop up in my mind, whether I am really saved, if I have a doubt what I'm doing, I go back to the Bible and then read the Bible verses. What God said to me, it gave me comfort. Not my behavior, what I'm doing. So today, when you see all these signs, we have to check it out, our salvations. Yeah, because now we are living in the end of the world. Let's look at what God has done for us. Sometimes when I preach the gospel to the tribal people, they said, I'm innocent. I'm fine. And, oh, wow. You are not a sinner. And they say, yes, I do, but it's not a problem because according to their culture, it's not sin. And I said, okay, let's look at the Bible. We all sins. We were born as a sinner. Not because you did something wrong. Yeah? I have three goals. Yeah? One goal, Korean. Two goal has a dual citizenships. When we came to Canada, we Annie and Hannah, they didn't plan, born in Canada. They just followed the parents. When they are born in Canada, they became Canadians. Yeah. They didn't choose that. It's the same thing. We didn't choose, yeah, as a sinner. But our ancestor Adam and Eve, they choose against sin against God. So when they choose became the sinner, our relationship was totally breakdown. So we were sinner when we were born. And the Jesus said to them, you belong to your father, not the heavenly father, the devil. And you want to carry out your father's desire. So this is the starting point. Some people think, okay, I was born in a Christian family. I came to the church more than 30 years old. So I'm fine. Yeah. God will credit all what I did. Is that right? No. We need to start from the beginning. We were sinners. We didn't have any hope. Hopeless sinner. But we need to see that the Bible, from the beginning, is talking about what God has done for us from the beginning. The first, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. Can you read it? This is the law of the kingdom of God. If we have a sin, we need to pay it with the blood. But everyone has only one life. So when you read the Old Testament, God showed demonstrations, illustration, how we can cleanse our sin. That they can bring the redemptions. So lamb or goat or cows, bring to the priest. And what the priest do? Cut the animal's neck and bring the blood and then to the place of a holy of holies and sprinkle to there and their sins forgiven. So to cleanse our sins, we desperately need the blood. But we didn't have that. So, can you see this black colors? Do you think what it is? This is the lamb God prepared for all of us, not only for all of us who are here in these rooms, all over the world. And the John Baptist, he said to all the people when he saw the Jesus Christ this. Could you read this? God knew that we couldn't handle all our sins. So he decided to send his only son. But when you read the Genesis, and Abraham brought Isaac and then tried to kill him on the altar, God spared Isaac. But he didn't spare Jesus Christ to pay our sin. That is the how much God loved us. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes him shall not perish but have eternal life. This is the God's plan. But you see that this is what Jesus said, John chapter 3, to the Nicodemus. But not yet something happened. But Jesus Christ already knew that what's going to happen to him. And this is what happened to him. So I have three screens each verses you will read. Okay? 1, 2, 3. This was our cross. We should carry this cross. And we should die on the cross because of our sin. But now, who is carrying that? In Jesus Christ. And the next. The next. When he was carrying the cross for our sins, do you see that what the Israel peoples did? They mocking, they spill, and they yelling, "Hey! If you are Son of God, come down. You can save yourself." But Jesus Christ endured everything. Because there is no way, yeah, to pay all our sins. So he went on the cross and fulfilled his task from God. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 9 to 10. Could you read this? I love this term, once for all. Once for all and forever. Jesus Christ paid it all. That's why we are here today. We remember the sacrifice, Jesus Christ. We are safe, whatever happened, here in Canada or on all over the world, because we have eternal hope. Do you believe that? Amen. Yeah? And when you see the right side from the my positions, this is the lake of hell I captured from some children's books. And the left picture shows that the kingdom of God. When we were born, we definitely we're going to go into the lake of fire when we die. But you've heard about this good news. And what happened to you now? Can you read the John chapter 5, verse 24?
I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me will have eternal life, and will not be condemned, but is
a crossover from death to life. So Jesus said to you, you will have eternal life? No, when you believe, you already have eternal life. It's not depending on what we are doing. It's totally depending on what Jesus Christ did on the cross for all of us. So when we believe, we already moved from the judgment to the kingdom of God. So now God said through the Philippians, where is our citizenship? If you already born again, you guys already have a dual citizens. Maybe Canadian citizens and Kingdom of God. I may have a Korean and Kingdom of God. What about the passport? Yeah. If you want to go travel to the different countries, every border asks you to show the passport. If you are the Canadian, you may have a Canadian passport. So, as a citizen of the kingdom of God, what passport do you have? Are you going to make it the passport and then say kingdom of God and then put your name? No. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit in our heart. That is our passport. And someday we will go to heaven and God will ask you, okay, what is your citizenship? Here I am, Holy Spirit. And this is the first thing that we have to do now. And the second thing, so you are safe, yeah? You have eternal life, you are safe. So you guys gonna enjoy only your life? Okay, shut the mouth. I am safe. I'm gonna enjoy my life. The Paul said, you can do that. Yeah. One time, my second daughter was swimming in the pool, and then she was kind of dancing on the kind of tubes, and then she fell down. But she was a little shorter than the water depth. I saw that. As a father, what I did? Oh yeah, it's okay. She'll fine. No, I ran into the swimming pool, and I didn't know that how high. So I got some kind of injured over my hip. But I first thing I did, I just saved. That is the heart. God now expects us to open our mouth and say and preach the word to our family members and our friends and other peoples because we have a limited time. We have a very limited time. Don't assume that your children already got saved. Yeah? We should try to check it out every time when we have a chance. Don't trust other people. Yeah? If you have children, God give you the such opportunities to share the gospel to your children. Even though they are young, yeah, we can tell about the story so they can get a chance to become the children of God. And what about your friends? Yeah? At campus or workplace, you may think, oh God, sorry, I'm not a good speaker. So maybe he will meet someone. Yeah? Speak well and he will get saved. Yeah. And I will pray for him. Don't make any excuse. God wants you to speak out. I'm not an evangelist. Yeah? When I was young ages, I always afraid to share the gospel. But I had a heart to serve the Lord. And when God sent me to Indonesia, I shared the gospel. I was a little bit afraid. But you know what? Every time when I share the gospel, it strengthens my faith. Wow! This is really awesome. And I just told them about what Jesus Christ did for them. And you know what? One guy, his name is Rian. I had a plan to preach the gospel John 12 weeks. And then one of the young guy came. And then he sat on the back. And then he wear the hat. And then he... maybe 4 or 5 weeks, he listened to my kind of teaching like this. He didn't look at me and this. And 5 weeks or 6 weeks, suddenly he's open. And then maybe 8 or 9 weeks, he gave his testimony. When I came here, I was doubt. Maybe this is not the kind of good Bible teachings. Because he was very disappointed with many churches. But when he heard about the John, and God opened his mind, and suddenly he take off his cap, and he shared his testimony, I got saved. Not because of what Andrew is speaking, because of the word of God. And now he is such a passionate young guy, preach the gospel to the many different people. Yeah. I could see that. Where is the power? We don't have any power. Yeah. Power is always comes from the word of God. We are, as a messenger, deliver this word to the people, and God will work. Don't afraid. Okay. Amen. The old has gone. The new already has come. So what kind of a task you received from God through this verse? The ministry of reconciliations. We can make a peace. We could bring the lost to the God. God gave us this awesome, yeah, privilege to us. You know what? When the demon meet the Jesus Christ, and he said in the Luke, "You are the Son of God. Why you are here?" And do you know what Jesus said to the devil? "Don't speak anything. Shut your mouth." He didn't give any right to say the name of God. But now, God gave us the privilege that we could preach it. Share the gospel, his name, to the anyone. The finally, we all do have the message of reconciliations. And then third, we are the Christ ambassador. The Bible says this, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. What an amazing the privilege we have. God gave us the message of reconciliations, and he called us as his ambassador. We are, each of you, are ambassador of kingdom of God. What's the role of ambassador? Represent his kingdom. What you are saying, what your attitude, what you are thinking, represent the kingdom of God. And God sent you the everywhere where you are as an ambassador. You present him. And Jesus Christ, he came to the earth, not only paid all our debt, but he did one more thing according to the John chapter 1 verse 18. Before Jesus Christ came to the earth, nobody saw that who God is. And Moses, he asked God, "I want to see you, my eyes." Do you remember that, what God said to him? "No, impossible. When you see me, you will die." So Jesus Christ came to the earth, and he shows us who God is through his life, how much he cares, yeah, sick people and the poor people, yeah, nobody pay attention, and then Jesus Christ, he healed all the illness, and then finally, several times, Jesus Christ said, "I love you, and I will give my life for you." And then now, this wonderful task we have, Now we are representing the kingdom of God. Some people say, okay, I will do my job in heaven when I die. And I thought, okay, so you're going to enjoy your life here in the earth as a citizen of a kingdom of darkness? Some people think, they think when they die, they're going to go to heaven. But no, you know what? According to the Bible, when you were born again, you right away get the citizen of a kingdom of God. So now, you are living in this earth as a citizen of the kingdom of God already. And now you are representing. So what exciting, yeah? The people scared now. Why? Oh, what's going to happen? I'm going to die, yeah? And they always think about their life in this earth. But we as children of God who has eternal hope, we are looking for the kingdom of God above. Let's do this in our daily life. Amen. Each day has enough trouble of its own. I desperately need to believe this verse. After I got surgery, I don't have a thyroid. It's very difficult to control my stress, my emotions. Everything's different. So I try to lay down every my anxieties to the Lord so I can sleep. And technically, it happened to me. Each day has enough trouble of it once. But now, let's see this. But seek first His kingdom, because we are citizens of the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things, daily need, will be given to you as well. And this is the words for you guys today. And we look at the signs of the times. And then first, examine yourself whether you are really born again or not. The second, open our mouths and share the gospel, good news. And third, we are the Christ ambassador. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time. We heard about your word. And thank you for your salvation through Jesus Christ. And now we are safe. Whatever happened in this earth, but we willing to follow you. And we want to share the good news to many other peoples who never had a chance to hear. Because we have a very limited time. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you very much.